What's going on, everybody? Y'all already know what it is. It's season two for Tonio Talks podcast. I got a special guest, Big Mike, in here today, and he gonna form y'all in on his story.
What to do, everybody? I'm Mike. I just want to talk a little bit about fighting for your visitation right as a dad for your kids, and I want to talk about the child support system, and I want to talk about the bitter baby moments.
Alright, cool. So, my first question that I came up with was, what makes the battle difficult on your end? You feel me? Like, what makes this shit so hard fighting for your kids? Like, fighting for visitation rights for your kids and shit?
What make it so hard, man, is honestly, shit, being a black man make it hard. The system is designed for the women. The system is against us men. It's really messed up. I don't get how, okay, this kid, a kid, you and a female have a kid, right?
Yeah.
And both of y'all is the parent, right? Why is it the mom don't have to go get no rights, but the dad automatically gotta get her get some rights if y'all break up or something? That's the messed up part about it. So it's like the system telling you, you ain't the father of this kid. You gotta go fight to be the father of this kid.
Even though you know it's yours.
Right. And the female's taking the advantage of
it.
They know whatever they say, that the system gonna back it up unless we prove them wrong.
Damn. The system leans more on the women's side, but what do you believe personally will help you get the rights of your kids? Like, not just leading to this, but like, do it have to lead to just like them realizing that she's not a fit parent type shit, or the fact that you just want to see your kids and shit like that?
Man, it's all the same. When you go file for rights to see your kids, you gotta prove, man, that she about to kill the kid. Shit, it's just hard to say.
Well, it's like some extreme shit.
Because they make it so difficult. Like, for instance, my case right now, me and my baby mom broke up, right? And she been giving me hell with my kids, like shorting my time up with my kids. If I don't do what she say, she don't give me the kids. Man, it's just, then when I'm fighting, I went and filed for my visitation, right? This is my second lawyer. Man, it's going on 8, 9 months that I haven't seen my kids, heard from my kids, even seen a picture of my damn kid. Because she been bitter. I mean, and I'm going about it the right way. Filing for my visitation right. She, a female can go in the courtroom and say, you such this harsh person, you trying to do this, and they believe until you prove them wrong.
So, like, I can't really say, like, what's some easy stuff, because I don't have kids myself. I ain't never been through it, but, like, I mean, I seen little snippets of that shit, but me personally, I feel like it's some kind of way that you can make this shit go by smooth without all the stress and not even have to have, you know, her say so on this shit. I mean, they shouldn't make that shit that fucking hard. But then again, like I said, like I don't have kids and I ain't never been through this situation. You feel me? Like, my thing is, like, what makes this shit so hard besides them just leaning more on the women's side? You feel me? Like, you know you a good dad, you ain't, you know, been in no bullshit, and she can't say that you've been around bullshit, so what's stopping them from believing the fact that you just want to take care of your kids and be a good father?
Man, you heard of the term, one bad apple spoiled it for the whole bunch?
Yeah.
Man, they so used to, they saying all men are the same.
Damn.
So the ones is actually trying is suffering for whatever bullshit the ones that don't give a fuck actually do it did in the past and still doing.
Damn.
And think about it. They give a damn, you go file for your visitation, right? Guess what they give you off real?
What's that?
You get to see your kid every other weekend.
Damn. That's it?
So that's it. And then in the summertime, you get 15 days of June and 15 days in July. Then you're back to every other weekend. So how can you be a good dad again? Like, you just every other weekend day? You can't help with their homework, can't take them to school, or none of that?
Damn. Like, man, one time I saw somebody I know, like, they called the police on their baby mama, but at the same time, I think they have visitation rights over her, and she wasn't trying to let him see her. And so, shit, he called the police and let them know, like, hey, like, y'all gotta let them, like, y'all gotta get her to, you know, let me see my child, because this shit ain't gonna go down like that. You feel me? Shit, that same night, shit, he had his daughter.
Just this system, some serious, man. If you can fight against the system, it's more hell.
Yeah. So, like, are there any signs of, like, bad parenting? You feel me? Not on your end, but, like, from you looking at her end, is there any sign of bad parenting?
I just look at her as she feels she a bad, she not a bad mom, but she do bad tendencies. Like, her not letting me be a dad to my kids because I don't want to be with her is a bad tendency. What she's doing is putting her feelings in front of what's really best for the kids.
Gotcha.
She feel like if I don't want to be with her, then I don't want to be with my kids.
And that's the only thing that she got when it comes to this situation is just the fact that you're not with her anymore. You're not trying to be with her, but you just want to be with your kids.
Right. That's the problem.
You can't even take that shit to court.
Man, I'm fighting court now, man. You know how long the wait process is to even get a court date?
Damn.
I done been to court a couple of times. I'm still fighting. I ain't got another court date until next month. And that's a trial.
Is this the only child that you got?
Only child?
Mm-hmm.
No, I have another baby mama that I actually had my fucking daughter the whole summer.
Damn, so she just cool.
Every time I want her, she say, you can come get her.
Yeah.
I mean, you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fighting in court for two of them, and I'm not fighting in court for one. I'm actually, everything is actually cool for one.
So shit, that just shows that, you know, you're not no bad parent if, you know, you got your other, I mean, the mother of your other child, you know, she cool with it. So that's just showing, if you were to, you know, present this shit to the court system, like, that's just showing them that it's not the fact that you're a baby, I mean, you're a bad father. It's just the fact that shit, your other baby mama really just tripping for real. Like, she has no valid reason over, you know, why she don't want you to see the kids and why she don't want you to have rights over. Like, that's some trash shit. Now I see if, like, you was, like, doing some bullshit or some shit like that, and she's seeing that, you know, you're not fit to even raise a kid, but that's not the case. You feel me? Like,
bro,
you on your
I
shit.
Haven't, I haven't even been locked up or nothing.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm in master's school right now.
In the long run, what I learned is that the kids pretty much already know. You feel me?
Right.
No matter how much, you know, the parent tells the child, you know, that your father don't care about you, your mama don't care about you, whichever side it's on, like, the kid will automatically know as they get older, you feel me? And they'll really see who's actually the bad parent. You feel me?
Right.
Like, right. That shit happened to me growing up and shit like that, just realizing the different sides and knowing which side was healthy and which side was toxic. You feel me? So,
man, I grew up.
Go ahead,
I wanted to go with my dad, but shit, my dad wouldn't come and get me.
Yeah.
So it's like I know the bads of being a bad dad.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had to call and go off on my dad because I'm sad and shit, just waiting around.
Yeah.
He telling me he gonna come and get me, but he in reality he not.
Damn.
Bro, I was playing football and. I was playing football since middle school, and I played college ball. So guess how many games my dad been to?
Shit, if I guess, I just say I can count them on my hand.
Yeah, you can count them on your hand.
And probably like what, two, three?
Been a one, and that's because my mom went off on a mail call. So you think I'm not taking this? I refuse to not be in my kid's life because
Yeah.
of what I grew, how I grew up.
So, like, what steps are you taking today besides, like, going to court to be able to get the visit? I said, what steps are you taking today to be able to get the visitation rights besides, like, the court and shit like that? Like, are you gathering up, like, things that you can take to court so that you know that at the end of your court, like, you will be able to see your kids?
I am, but I mean, shit. It's only so much I can gather. I mean,
Yeah.
they trying to what it is they trying to figure out what bad can they get on me instead of what good am I doing. They want to know what bad am I doing,
Damn.
bro. So you're telling me? Let me ask you something. So, as a parent, right? You get checked out. You check your kid out of school at 9:10, right? These folks making it seem like I'm doing, I did something bad. I checked my kid out of school to spend time with him. And the only reason I checked out of school is to spend time with him because a mom, like if a mom, if I don't do what mom say, she take my mom, she show up my mom from time. And if I don't do what she say with the kid, she ready to call the police and all that bull crap.
Damn, dog. I can't even
And
imagine
then
going through that
this the
shit.
fuck this gonna mess you up right here. How about I am a police officer and you and I gotta go through this? Think about it. I'm a police officer out here protecting these city streets, right?
Yeah.
But I can't see my own kid. So this is how you know I'm not no motherfucking criminal
Yeah,
or nothing.
you ain't out here doing no stupid shit. So, like, when it comes to, like, doing shit that she wants you to do, like, what is it? Like, is it just, like, some stupid petty shit, or is
Bruh,
it just.
just stupid petty shit, bruh. She called the police and said, I won't give her my daughter tablet. My daughter forgot her tablet over my house. Bruh, don't phone man, me leave the motherfucker. Stop what I'm doing, go get the tablet and everything like that.
Damn.
Then she'll call the police and say, I ain't answering the phone. This shit is really funny, bruh, but it's not funny, but it's funny.
Funny in a bad way, like it don't have to really be like that.
And this is shit people don't see or hear about.
Before y'all had kids together, like, did she show any signs of bitterness?
She did. She didn't. She hid that shit so good. She always said, we broke up. I want to keep the kids away from you and all that. But look at this shit now.
It's all over the fact that you don't want her. It's some kind of, it's to me personally, like, that's like some psychological, it's like something psychologically wrong with that. You feel me? Like, I don't know, I guess, you know, on her end, she probably feel like, you know, if you got visitation rights with the kids, like, the kids probably don't love you more than her, so that's all she got. So I don't fucking know. Like, that's damn, like, that shit's some shit I can't even really add up. Like, I never want to go through no shit like that, dog. Ever, like, that's some bottom of the barrel type shit. Like, you gotta jump through flaming hoops just to see your child, you feel me? You're not a bad parent, you feel me? Like, you own your shit, and you want to be able to make sure that your children are on their shit, you know, as they growing up and progressing through life. But you can't do that shit because you got a baby mama that just want to hold them away from you just because you're not with her. Damn. So y'all must split on a bad ass term to where, like, that shit just twisted her mind the fuck up when it came to this shit.
It's a lot of bullshit, man. But I'm gonna prove the system wrong, man. I'm gonna keep fighting until I can't fight no more.
I'm talking about
Fuck the
shit.
right way. That's why I want to start talking about it, man. I actually want to do a talk, a show too.
Yeah.
For folks to see it, man. Like, see somebody actually going through it and handling it in the right way. I could easily go take them, So I'm a hard ass throughout it, but now it ain't worked out.
Yeah.
I do it the right way. That way they can't use none against me and say, oh, he's such a violent person or all that bull crap.
Yeah. Damn, even your background don't help you get your kids. Knowing that you got a positive background, clean slate and all, that shit still don't help. Like, that just pretty much shows that they, you know, lean more on the women's side, just from my point of view, you feel me? But I still believe, like, you got some kind of hope throughout this shit. Like, it's a loophole that you can jump through to be able to see your kids, dog. It's something out there. It's just you probably got some shitty ass judges and a shitty ass lawyer who ain't really doing much shit to help you in the process.
Right. Man, it's hard to find a good person that understands it. Yeah. So they can't fight. Mostly people just crazy about the money, man.
Yeah.
And they gonna be experimental.
So like when it comes to situations of, you know, your baby mama being bitter, like, do you just, like, are you just used to that shit now, or you just, like, try to avoid it?
It's not something you can get used to,
mm-hmm.
because it's bothering you. It's fucking with you, but I just learned how to deal with it.
Damn. That shit got me stuck in my head. Like, man, I can't even imagine that shit, going through that shit with my lady. Like, I can't even see that shit happening. But anything can fucking happen in situations like this.
Yeah, man, anything can. Never know.
So, this usually one question I always ask people, like, what are you learning from this type of shit that you can pretty much give advice to other people who are going through this shit?
Man, I'm learning how to fight it the right way. That's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to fight it the wrong way based off your emotions. Most people fight off their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And what she doing is fighting, she acting out of her emotions. She don't want, most people can't handle the truth. So when they know it's right, they try to figure out what's wrong with it. They try to make what's wrong right.
Mm.
Based off their emotions. But I've been learning how to keep your emotions out of it, man, because the emotion was kind of taking me over. Like, I was mad, saying, ready to do all types of shit. But my girl, man, my girl and my mom, them the two that been keeping me sane, man.
Yeah. Like,
supporting me, riding with me, man, just keeping me going the right path.
Damn, that's what's up, though. Like, if you ain't really had them on your side, shit probably would have been a whole different
shit
way.
Shit would have went bad, probably, man.
So you still got, like, the side of, you know, seeing that, you know, women can be reasonable, they can be rational, and they can be supportive, but you just got both sides of the coin. You got the supportive side, and then you got, on the other side, one that's just really not even thinking logically about what's going on, like how she's logically affecting the children and shit like that. Like, damn. Right. That shit making me have to adjust my energy, because, like, shit, I'd be a little mad for you, for real. Cause, man, like, damn,
and
dog.
If I can have a lawyer that can feel my pain, man, and that's willing to just fight that shit for me and not take anything or else, shit,
you probably better off just fighting that shit without a damn lawyer, because, shit, a lawyer ain't really doing much for you. From what I'm hearing.
Yeah, man, I had to find it first, boy. That's my first lawyer. My whole visitation shit got stuck away.
Dang.
Based off this, what my baby mama just went in there crying and shit, playing this victim shit. I'm like, God damn.
So what the hell, like, what made them take the visitation rights away?
Man, because she went in there saying, I'm gonna kill my kids and all this shit.
What?
Right. She tried to, man, she know I'm a police officer. She know. She tried to make me sound as harsh and violent as she can.
What?
And man, to be honest with you, man, I was forced to resign because of the complaints and shit she was doing.
Damn. What the So she pretty much just trying to ruin your life for real.
She trying to do everything she can, man.
On top of that, they got you paying child support, but you still can't see your kids.
Yeah, I pay child support, can't see my kids.
Oh man.
They on my insurance, but can't see my kids. I only get a statement in the mail or something saying my kids been to the doctor.
Wow.
Can't go to my kids' school. Been banned from the
What kind of shit is that? I mean, I've been knew, that the system is pretty fucked up, even with the child support system, because one, like, being black in America, like, it ain't much shit that they gonna do for you. Not a damn thing. You gotta pretty much do a lot of shit on your own.
right.
Shit, man, like, we all know that they don't want us to be fathers. You feel me? They don't want us to be healthy fathers because they know that we can be healthy fathers. But if they can find any way to prevent that shit, they will. But it's
Right.
always something that they miss out on. It's just what we have to do is figure out that missing piece that they don't have, and apply
Yep.
that shit. And that's our loophole to getting through a lot of shit. That's what pretty much helped me. Like, a lot of things that helped me in life is just like knowing. It's certain things that, America can't take from you. You feel me? And once you got the things that they can't take, that's where you can use that shit to your advantage. So it's like, man, it's something. That's why I'm saying, like, it's some kind of loophole that you can make it through to where you'll be able to see your kids, have your kids, and all of that shit, and be able to be the father you want to be. Should be the greatest father you can be, for real. I guess I'm just
Right.
trying to shed light on the fact that, like, it ain't always gonna be this dark. You feel me? Like, it's gonna be a point in time where this shit's gonna come to an end, and you're gonna be satisfied on your end. Your kids will be
Yeah, man,
happy.
that's why I'm being patient.
Yeah, that's all it takes. You feel me? Because, like, my real pops, my biological pops, like, he went through this shit with my with the mother of my little sister, and, like, it took a little minute, but. At the end, he got visitation, not even visitation rights. He got custody of my little sister, like, she lived with him and all of that shit. And it took a minute for that shit though. Like he had proof that she pretty much wasn't a stable mother, not a stable parent and shit. And they were still, letting her have the kids, even though he was showing proof that she's not a stable mother. You feel me? So it's just. Like you said, patience, and also, just knowing that you got faith. You feel me? Knowing that everything's still gonna work out for the better. The more that you keep that shit in your head, the more that shit's just gonna come to you. Just don't let the negative part of this shit take all of your positive energy.
Right.
Might be sooner than later, for real. We all gotta go through some bullshit.
That's kind of two topics put in one, man. Fight for one, and then just the bitterness coming out too. That's why I have to fight, because of the
Yeah.
bitterness.
I know we wanted to go over the bitter baby mama fighting for your kids and the child support. Well, shit, we really went over all three of them points. Yeah. For real. See, we 27 minutes in. But it's still like I want to do another segment on this because that's a topic that I know for a fact nobody's really out here talking about. They may, express their feelings about this shit, but like, if a lot of men were to stand up against the child support system, well, not just all men, but like the fathers who know damn well they want to be the best father that they can be, they healthy, they stable, they sane, you feel me? Like, they gotta, like, y'all all gotta come together, you feel me? Like, that's some shit my biological pops was talking about. Like, everybody gotta come together, so that they can fight the system, you feel me? Because everybody individually fighting the system, everybody just gonna pretty much get it the hard way. But when everybody presenting facts and showing that, a lot of their baby mamas out here are just, mad because they not with them, like, that's a really petty reason for not letting a man see his children. You feel me? Like, I know a lot of people out there that's gonna hear this podcast and be like, well, you gotta watch who you have children with. You feel me? But like, at the same time, like, sometimes that's not even a factor. Some people are just shitty. You can't get around shitty people. You feel me? A lot of this shit is, sometimes a lot of shit like this, it happens just because we gotta learn from this shit so that we can help other people in the process. Because eventually you're gonna be out of this shit and you're gonna be helping other people fight this shit. Like, believe it or not, this is just your college and you learning everything about this whole bullshit system. And if you want to take the course of showing other people how to fight this system the right way and still come out the winner, then that's what you can do with it. I wholeheartedly believe you're gonna have your kids. You're gonna be able to see them. Like, I wholeheartedly believe that. I ain't just saying that shit, even though I don't know you from, Adam and Eve, but it's just a feeling in my soul. Like, you're gonna be able to see your kids, dog, because this is just too small of a reason. It's just the lesson that you have to learn out of it is what you have to get before you can get to that easy shit. How long you been dealing with it?
With just the whole situation since about 2 years, man.
Damn, that's a little minute. It's a whole little minute.
Yep, it is.
The best part I like about it is that, like, you still want to be a father. You feel me? Like, you ain't giving up on your kids.
Nah, I'm not. At all.
And I guess that's what's making them keep pushing back, because they know you ain't giving up, so they trying to pluck every straw that they got so they can try to get to the last straw to see if, you're just gonna give in. But the more that you stay persistent, consistent, and shit, believing in the fact that, everything's gonna turn out good, I mean, what more can they do? They can't say that you're a bad person because they ain't got nothing on you. So only thing they got is her word, and her word can't be too strong for so long. You feel me? Eventually, it's just gonna come back to her as karma. So shit, I know we done already talked about all three topics, but shit, what's something that you really wanted to get out, like, deeply out of all three topics?
Really just. All important. The child support system is a big one though, because it's so easy for a man to get put on. Get put on it because of the relationship ending.
My last question would be, if the courts were listening and you were to let them know why you want your children and let them know what kind of father you want to be to your children, what would you say to them?
Say I just want to be the best I can be, best father I can be. That's all I really know and got the mindset for.
Yeah.
I don't want to see nothing harm or nothing. Just be on the best lifestyle.
Mm. Do they even ever ask you about shit like that in court? Or have y'all ever even talked about shit like that in court?
I haven't had the chance to really say it yet, but I plan on saying it next month when I go to trial.
Money, write that shit down, a whole list. If they don't let you talk about it, shit, hand that shit to the judge. For real, like it's something you can do. That's all you want out of this. All that shit she talking about is pretty much irrelevant to what you want to do with your kids. Like, everything she's bringing up is just assumptions. It's not proof. They don't have any facts behind your mental stability. Like, you don't have any records of having any kind of mental instability or no shit like that. It's just what she think, what she feel. That's just emotions. That's not proof. That's not facts. That's why I'm saying, like, it's a way out of this shit, dog. Because right now they're just riding her emotions and getting all the money that they can out of you. But eventually, eventually you can have them against the wall because they know that you're not a bad person. You're not a bad parent. You're not going to do any of the shit that she's saying that you're going to do to the kid, or that she think that you'll do to the kid. So take all of this shit. You feel me?
Right.
You already know what they're doing, shit, so... Just move your chess pieces wisely. You pretty much got it for real, cause you know what's going on. It's just you giving them too much of your power for real.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they piggybacking off of. But what more can she say besides she gotta call the police for you to bring a tablet? That's not harming the child. You feel me? You're not bringing no harm to your children. What kind of harm are you bringing to them by wanting them to learn, wanting them to, you know, be healthy, wanting them to, you know, learn how to invest in their life and shit like that? You feel me? What kind of harm are you bringing to your children by teaching them the right thing?
Right.
You got a lot of shit you can take to court with you, bro. A whole lot of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need the right person to speak.
Man. Even if you ain't got the right person to speak, you can be that right person for real. Do they let you talk in court?
They do, but most you get to talk when like her lawyer or something is asking you all these questions which you know ain't true. Mm-hmm. And you gotta try not to get smart and stuff like that.
Have you ever responded to their questions with the question?
I did. It's best not to.
This type of shit make me want to be a damn lawyer, shit.
Right.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Man.
This shit can be so fucking wild, like.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit, is what it is.
It really is. Yep.
Like, one thing that I see is when it comes to a man who don't really give a fuck about being in his kid's life, the child support system don't really give a fuck about them. They ain't looking for them to lock them up or no shit like that. They just be out here running loose. Baby mama really want, you know, they father in their life, but dude ain't on shit. Or shit, it's men out here who want their mom, I mean, who want the mother of their child to, you know, be in their life, but they ain't shit, because it's some ain't shit mothers out here. Like, it ain't just on men, you feel me? It's a lot of deadbeat moms out there, you feel me? And the system doesn't lean on them as much as they lean on, you know, the parents that want to be in their children's life. You feel me? That's the ass backwards part that I see. That's pretty obvious. That's why I say it's some loopholes in this shit, because it's all for money. And when you're doing a lot of shit for money, there's going to be some things that you miss because you're moving too fast. There's something they missing.
Just because you're thinking about the money.
Yep. Always, dog. It's a loophole through this shit. It's just what they use. To me, what I see is intimidation. They using your kids as collateral. They using your kids as part of the fight. It's like they making you fight against your kids before you even fighting against the system.
Yeah.
Your next court date in a month, from now.
Yeah, on the 19th.
I feel like it'll turn out
September
different.
19th.
That shit gonna turn out way different than how it recently was.
Man, I can feel it, man. I'm just waiting.
I
I can feel it. I'm just waiting patiently, man. I'm
can
being so
feel it.
patient, man.
Yeah, I can fucking feel it with you, man. Like, this shit's gonna be way different. Cause what more can she say? She done already used all
Exactly,
everything in her
man.
arsenal. She done used everything that she can possibly say. But everything that she said about you, they haven't had proof of it since she said it. I
It's
feel
just
like you
all
got it.
she said.
Yeah, that's it. I feel like you
That's
got it,
it.
man. You got this shit 100%. Pretty much all I can tell you is shit, have fun with your kids, man. Because she's y'all gonna have a
Man,
lot
I
of
am.
fun. You feel me? Just keep
Trust me,
that
I
positive
am.
energy high, because you're going to see your kids, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel it. And shit, once y'all, you get the court date and shit going, shit, we can jump on another podcast. Or shit, you can start your own podcast. That's usually what I try to motivate people to do. Start their own podcast and jump on it. I can send you this joint and shit. We'd be good. I can help shit. If you need help starting your podcast, shit, I'm right here. You got my number. Ain't no problem. That'll be it, shit. Then you can help other people with the same situation and help them prevail through it. Cause you got this shit. You got this shit in the bag. The whole bag. But shit, we got about 10 more minutes left. You feel like, I mean, you got anything else you really wanted to bring out before we close out?
Just vibes,
Yeah.
really, black men to fight. Just get themselves something to fight for.
I can respect that one. Just don't give up on it. I said I can respect that one, shit. Just don't give up. You feel me? That's pretty much what I'm hearing. Don't give up, and don't put emotions in the fight. I got you. So shit, you wanna have the people tune in next week? You wanna do another segment next week? Have them, ready for what's going
Yeah, we
on?
can.
I bet. Well, shit, I'm gonna head close it out for them today. So shit, they can look forward to next week. We can chop it up again. And shit, just add
I
more on
bet,
to it.
cool.
Alright, so shit, that's the end of the segment of Tonio Talks. I'm with Big Mike. And shit, we closing out today, man. Y'all have a good one.
Right, y'all.